Guido Ninkiri was born in 1885 in Prato, Italy. He studied at the Florence Academy of Arts, specializing initially in ornament design. Thereafter, he studied architecture. In 1913, he left Italy for America, settling in Montreal in 1914. At the time, he was a polyvalent artist, with expertise backed by a solid background in literature, mathematics, and techniques. He used these skills in his work at the side of decorator Henri Perdriau, 1877-1950, from whom he learned the art of the stained glass window. He was quickly recognized for his talent and sought after for his style, influenced strongly by artists of the Italian Renaissance such as Giotto, Botticelli, Masaccio, Michelangelo, and sometimes British pre-Raphaelite artists of the end of the 19th century, such as Edward Burne-Jones. Guido Ninkiri's career reached a turning point in 1925 after he completed the painted decoration and designs of the stained glass windows for Saint-Viateur Church in Outremont and the plans for Notre-Dame de la Défense Church in Little Italy. The Dufresne brothers, Oscar and Marius, prominent members of the Montreal bourgeoisie, offered him the use of a room in their office located on Pinneuf Boulevard in Hochelaga-Maisonneuve. The room was transformed into a glasswork studio, the Ninkiri Studio, now open to the public. It is estimated that more than 5,000 stained glass windows were produced for various places of worship, not only in Quebec, but also in Ontario, the Maritime Provinces, Western Canada, and Massachusetts and Rhode Island, where Ninkiri died in 1973. Ninkiri's art and versatility were very much appreciated by the clergy, and he participated in the decoration of almost 200 places of worship across the country. Ninkiri's work is acclaimed by art historians who recognize the artist's concern for harmoniously integrating his work with architecture, the originality of his compositions and subject interpretation, his great skill in portraiture, as well as his detailed realism from the postures and garments of the individuals to the landscapes and architectural elements illustrated in his work. As you can well imagine, one man, as prolific a man as Ninkiri, could not possibly have crafted nearly 5,000 stained glass windows and participated in the decoration of approximately 200 churches in a lifetime. Ninkiri knew to surround himself with competent artists, for the most part trained as he had been at the Florence Academy of Arts. He chose artists with the talent and knowledge to carry out the work that he designed so meticulously. Specialists of Ninkiri's work have also noted variations in the quality of his undertakings. These differences are attributable to the particular context of the artists responding to the requests of his clients, especially those from parishes where financial means and time constraints were ever-changing and unreliable. For the decoration of Saint-Léon Church, one of the first of Ninkiri's large-scale contracts, it appears that all the elements were assembled to enable Ninkiri to produce exceptional work. To continue the visit with the presentation of the decoration painted in fresco, please select track 13.